This is James Smith from Dalworth Clean. We go back with Neil Sperry since the early 80s. We welcome you to another hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Oh, thank you, James, very, very much. Hope he's still my friend after this hour, this program. This has been an unusual morning in that we've had some technical glitches, perhaps very likely at my end, but I can't tell for sure. We are going to do the Dallas Arboretum Report here and see how that goes for us, and then we'll keep the program going. I hope we have a successful hour. So we're going to try it back on the regular headphones and see what happens. I need to get to Jimmy Turner's report. I don't have it up on the laptop yet. And Jimmy, I'm now with you. Oh, I like the plant that you're going to be talking about today. Jimmy is the senior director of the gardens at the Dallas Arboretum. And Jimmy, if you've just tuned in as a result of your phone call, we've been knocking ourselves on and off the air here this morning. So let's see how we do with you. How you doing, my friend?
I am doing good.
Good. I am anxious to hear what you have to say about hyacinth bean. What a lovely plant and an heirloom plant. Tell us about it.
I've been growing this one since I was a kid. My grandmother gave me the seeds of it, and I absolutely love it. It's a annual vine for us. It grows really quickly to about 15 to 20 foot. Purple to pink kind of lavender flowers on about 18-inch spikes. It's a member of the bean family. It grows really quickly. I actually really like it because the beans, the seed pods, are actually kind of electric fuchsia purple. They're actually just as showy as the flowers are. The back of the leaves are a darker color in the top. And it's my go-to plant for covering an arbor quickly or a chain link fence or trying to hide my neighbor's house with a screen. If you need something that covers quickly, but this is the time of year when it really blooms its best. But you need to plant it early summer, like June, May, June is the time I plant my seed.
I understand. Yeah, and you sometimes will see it in the nurseries in gallon pots. If you insist, that's a way of getting it back in the summer to early summertime, but you can also grow it from seed. It's Dolichos Lablab. It's just one of those great names, but it's hyacinth bean. Thomas Jefferson grew this, and so it is a historic plant of long-standing proportion. You'll see it in older neighborhoods, a pass-along plant, and you'll see it in seed catalogs as well, easy to find online and in some seed racks. It really is pretty. Fuchsia purple, I like that. Many of us might tend to lean toward just calling it maroon. Everything about it is maroon. That's not a bad color.
It's not a bad color.
You know, I don't get into that because I left A&M as a junior to go to Ohio State for my 2 degrees. So I don't get to call myself a true down and dirty Aggie. But there is so much burnt orange in the stores with all the shirts and everything. Where'd maroon go? Excuse me, I do digress. Concerts in the garden are coming back. Tell us about it.
Well, starting this month for September, we have Concerts in the Gardens coming back, and I somehow lost mine off the one I'm sitting here reading, so I'm going to have to hope I get it right. I've got Hard Tonight's Day coming up this coming Thursday. Mm-hmm. It's a Beatles tribute band, and they will be starting at 7 o'clock that night, and you also get to see Chihuly at night. I highly recommend buying tickets online because we sell out quickly, and next Thursday, I'm pulling a blank, so you may have to help me there.
Hunter Sullivan, it says, big Hunter band. Sullivan.
He's one of my favorites. If you're into big bands and 30s and 40s music, he's the man. Always sells out early, so definitely recommend buying that one online.
All right, DallasArboretum.org is the website. Let the world now note that Neil helped Jimmy with an answer once. All right, Chihuly Nights. What is a Chihuly Night? What is a Chihuly?
Well, starting at 6 o'clock every night, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for during concert nights, but we will have our Dale Chihuly artwork, about $20 million worth of blown glass artwork across the garden. It will be illuminated at nighttime. It's even more beautiful than it is during the day. And that ticket you have to buy online before in advance just to make sure we have enough parking for everybody. But wonderful, actually, at night. They're great during the day, but even better at the evening. And I got my sign back there. Yay. But that's $12 for members or $20 for non-members.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful thing. It was featured in Dig In Television yesterday. That program will re-air next Saturday at 6 o'clock in the morning on Fox 4. And Jimmy gave a walking tour of the Chihuly exhibits and all the beautiful glassware. How does somebody find the Dallas Arboretum, Jimmy?
We're at 8525 Garland Road, and that's on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. stick I-30 over to Grand Avenue, go north, and we'll be on the left-hand side, or take Garland Road south from anywhere and just look for the green signs and say Dallas Arboretum.
All right, that part's easy, and the website is dallasarboretum.org, so that part is easy. Be sure to look at Jimmy's Trial Gardens along the Paseo right after you come in the visitor entrance, and then down by Toad Fountain where the Crepe Myrtle Alley is, you'll also see another, the bigger of Jimmy's, the older of his trial gardens. Be sure to look through those as well. And then, let's see, 24-hour information number.
214-515-6500.
And let me guess that you guys might be open tomorrow on Labor Day.
Yes, we just might.
Yeah, you go all the way from New Year's to Thanksgiving, 7 days a week. So, oh my, bless your heart. All right, Jimmy, we appreciate you, sir.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Talk to you next Sunday. Jimmy Turner is the Senior Director of the Gardens at the Dallas Arboretum, sponsored today by the wonderful people at Busy Bees Pest Control. I referred somebody to them yesterday. In fact, a friend, I said, this is the company that some very fine entomologists with a government agency, I'm going to be rather generic about it, but they referred me to Busy Bees when I was looking for a pest elimination company sponsor. They said, why aren't you talking to Busy Bees? I said, I will. And we did, and they are our advertiser here, and I'm proud of them. They have been owned by Leland and Lisa Morris since 1997. They've grown from a small company with 3 employees to a full-service pest elimination company with more than 50 people, all kinds of specialists. They even have 2 bed bug detection dogs. Busy Bees provides pest elimination services to both residential and commercial businesses. They serve the entire Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. In the Dallas side, you can reach them at 972-416-9404. 972-416-9404. Tarrant County, it's 817-838-7311. 817-838-7311. Anywhere it's toll-free, 1-800-INSECTS. 1-800-INSECTS. And you want to visit them on the web at busybees.com. BIZZYBEES.com. Busy Bees Pest Control. They are the very, very best. I think you'll agree. Busy Bees, 1-800-INSECTS or busybees.com.
Hi, I'm Fred Marshall from Advanced Foundation Repair. We're proud to have been a part of Neil Sperry's radio program since 1995. And now, once again, here's Neil.
All right, Fred, thank you very, very much. And let's go back to the phone lines and see if we can hold this together. I think it's working so far. We won't brag yet. Ruben in Burleson, this is Neil. Thank you for waiting. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. I want to find out what vegetables we can grow from now until frost comes.
All right. You are at the very tail end of the planting season for a fall vegetable crop, and those that would be available to you right now, if you hustle, would be leafy and root crops. And so you're looking at spinach, lettuce, cabbage. It's getting late for cabbage and broccoli, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts, but you could go ahead and plant them. It's just we don't know when that first freeze will come. A lot of years you'll be fine planting now. They can handle a light frost. They can't handle really, really cold weather. You could also plant chard, Swiss chard now. In terms of root crops, that's a long list of carrots, radishes, turnips, beets, things of that sort. So those are the ones that can be planted now. It's a little late for the rest of them.
How about bush beans?
Bush beans, August 1st is their date.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Ruben, very, very much. Let's go to Sheila in Sanger. Sheila, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm great. How can I help?
About 3 years ago, we had a tree that was stripped of its bark, and like the lady that called previously.
About the pecans.
Yes, but this is a bur oak, mm-hmm. And you said, well, don't panic, just wait and see. And, you know, I was full of hope, and 3 years later, it seems healthy. It looks healthy. But a year ago, we had an arborist out here on some other issues, and he looked at that tree and said it had borers. So there's these holes in it, and now there's 3 or 4 holes in it that look very ominous. The tree still looks healthy.
All right, and so the 3 or 4 holes that are there, how large are they in diameter?
They're probably half an inch.
All right. And are they decaying? That's an awfully large hole for a borer.
Yeah. Well, this year I noticed there's some white decay-looking stuff coming out of it.
Coming out or just the wood around the hole is decaying?
Well, I suppose the wood around it. It looks sort of in the hole, but it's
all right.
Near the outside.
What I would do, if you only have three or four holes that you think are attributable to borers, what I would do is get a long wire and just run it all the way up into that tunnel as far as you can get it to go. That will skewer any borer that's still in there, and you might even, once you do that, you might even put a tiny hook at the end of it, just bend it with the needle nose pliers, and pull any frass out or anything else that's in there and just leave it open so it can air dry. Hopefully the tree then will heal across that. There will always be that little void, that fissure in the trunk of the tree over the years, but it won't be a major problem, hopefully. And,
okay, then
let it heal itself. There's not much else you can do.
Well, I guess my second part of that question was the arbor, if it is bored and if I can't get this to come out, he said it's a good idea to cut the tree down, and it just breaks my heart, so I didn't do it, and it still looks healthy.
Why did he say that if the tree is healthy?
Well, no, I'm saying the tree looks healthy. I mean, it doesn't, I mean, the leaves are all, you know, out and green and the branch. I mean, it just looks like a healthy
tree. I don't
tree.
Understand taking a bur oak out because it has some borers in it.
Oh, okay, good. Well, that's good to know, because the second part of my question was when the bark was stripped, it sent the shoot out to the side. And so my question was, if I were to cut it down, do you think that shoot would, you know, take its place?
But, absolutely. How large is the original trunk in diameter?
It's probably 8 inches, 12 inches, something
in diameter.
Like that.
So it's the size of somebody's leg.
Yeah.
Where does this shoot originate? Does it originate down near the ground?
Yes.
All right. I can't answer that. I don't. And the fact that the thing sent up it's called an adventitious bud. That's a secondary bud that normally would not develop. The fact that that happened tells you that there was quite an impact to the apical dominance of the main part of the tree. Normally on trees, there's a hormone in the growing tip that says, don't anybody else grow. I'm in command of this up here. And so the tree just remains single trunk. When there's some damage done to the main part of the tree, then that apical dominance is lost, the apex, and side shoots will develop. The hormone gets into them, and that one becomes then a dominant or the dominant new growth. I can't tell without seeing the tree. I don't know why the arborist would tell you to take out a tree that had three or four borer holes, but then again, he or she may have been seeing things that we don't know to talk about. You have to be the judge of that. If you have 5 or 6 or 8 inches of new growth on each of those branches this year, if you have had that, then that tree is healthy enough to keep on going.
Oh, trees, I'm so glad to hear that.
Trees survive a lot of different issues, and 4 or 5 borers are not going to take an 8-inch diameter bur oak out.
Okay, that's good to know, because the tree really is pretty and looks healthy.
You've got time. Just wait and see what happens. It's not going to come crashing
down.
All
right. All right. Thank you, Neil.
Appreciate your call. Thank you. All right, going to take a break. Then we'll come back to Paul in Fort Worth, Dorothy in Milford, and maybe to you. Our phone number, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Get a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, featuring the finest garden writers in the state of Texas. We've published our magazine for 26 full years. It has been recognized as being the best regional gardening magazine in America, and the region that we serve is your Texas landscape and garden. Texas says that on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture. With our magazine subscription right now, you have a chance to save the maximum 38% on my 2013 Texas gardening calendar. Buy them together, and the total price is only $36.95. And what is in the calendar, other than the calendar dates, is what really makes this entire offer special, because you will have a month of my work on this calendar, the work of typing the editorial of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray month by month, all of your tasks for the upcoming gardening year. It is hundreds of bullets, it's thousands of words, more than 10,000 words of when to do all those important tasks. A beautiful calendar that'll hang proudly on your wall with all that information at a 38% savings, and the Year of Our Magazine, all for only $36.95 and $3 postage on the calendar. The price will never come back to $36.95 once we print the calendar. I finished editorial on the calendar this morning, so we are on fast forward from this point on. Call 1-800-752-GROW before 11 for this very special offer. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
This is Neil Sperry, and for 17 years now, I've told you about Advanced Foundation Repair. They are the best. You know that you can trust their work. Their home inspection is absolutely free. You need them now during the summer more than ever before. Advanced Foundation Repair with the ProLift Repair System, guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. It's Advanced Foundation Repair.
The only company that will ever touch my trees. That's Arborological Services, the company with the big, long, funny-sounding name. Arbor is something referring to trees. Logical. It is a forestry term. Arborological means referring to trees. And that's what they do. They think about trees all the time, from routine maintenance to pruning, cabling, insect and disease control, heaven forbid complete tree takedowns if that's what's necessary. And they'll be working at my home in the next few weeks, and I always look forward to that opportunity because they do such great work. They've been my friends for a long, long time. They founded in 1981, so they're in their fourth decade of providing great tree service to the North Texas area. They do consultation if you're doing construction, just want to make sure that you don't have tree problems later. Damage assessment and appraisal, they do it all. The Dallas area number for Arborological Services is 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. The Fort Worth area number is 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. On the web, it's arborological.com. And on Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Arborological Services, arborological.com.
If you enjoy my program, it surely would mean a lot to me if you'd let our fine advertisers know, because that's how they're sure that their investment in this program is a good one. It's sponsors like Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, 204 North Galloway, 972-288-7537. On the web, DixonBrothers.com, DICKSON. And Half Price Books. On the web, it's HPB.com, 20 Metroplex locations of Half Price Books.
That really is a very special message. Knowing how it is to buy airtime, as I am doing here, and sell the ads, as Michelle Shook does for me, and as we work together to sell the advertising to these wonderful sponsors, I know from the inside out how much just one quick little comment means to a sponsor. I listened to your ad on Neil's program. And that's all you have to say, and that might mean the difference in a renewal of a contract if they're ever questioning it. We have a lot of advertisers who have been with me for 20 and 25 years, and I'm really proud of them. The Baylor Regional Medical Center in Plano has been my sponsor since 2005, and I'm proud of them. They didn't exist much before 2005. Our daughter's life was saved in that wonderful hospital, and that's where we learned about the Baylor Scoliosis Center, also at that hospital. Scoliosis is a painful, disfiguring condition of the spine. Idiopathic scoliosis not only affects children and adolescents, but also adults. The Baylor Scoliosis Center is a nationally recognized program for the treatment of scoliosis, specializing in advanced treatment for difficult scoliosis and spinal cases in adults and children. It's one of the largest scoliosis centers in the United States. The Baylor Scoliosis Center focuses on both physical and emotional effects of scoliosis. Treatments range from observation to bracing to rehabilitation to complex surgeries. From the moment you choose the Baylor Scoliosis Center, a patient care coordinator will walk you through each step of the treatment. They are the best it gets. The Baylor Scoliosis Center at Baylor Plano. That's at the northeast corner of Preston and the George Bush Turnpike. The Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano, thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com. If you want more information at the Baylor Scoliosis Center, call them toll-free, 1-888-781-5558, 888-781-5588. I'm sorry, let me do that again. That was a wrong number, 1-888-781-5558. That one's guaranteed. 888-781-5558. TheBaylorScoliosisCenter.com. Too many eights in that. Let's go back to our phone lines. Our next call up is Paul in Fort Worth. Paul, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you, sir?
I'd like to hear you talk about growing figs in the Fort Worth area.
All right. Figs are well adapted. They need to have a lot of room. You don't put them up against the house. They need full sun. They need about a 20-foot diameter circle to grow in. You want two varieties, either Celeste or Texas Everbearing, because those are the two that have closed eyes. The eyes at the end of the flower is open on many of the West Coast varieties, and a little insect called the dried fruit beetle can get in, and that causes the deterioration of the fruit. So you want either Celeste or Texas Everbearing. Once you plant them, they're very low maintenance. They need water. They are luxuriant drinkers, but they don't need much in the way of fertilizer. You don't prune them, and you don't fertilize them very much because you really don't want a lot of rampant growth. You don't have to spray them for anything. It's just kind of low maintenance at that point. They're actually very lovely large landscape shrubs if you put them out there somewhere away from the house, because they do get large.
Great. What would you say is the best fruit tree to grow around Fort Worth?
Probably though I've asked the same thing of Dr. George Ray McEachern, the state fruit and pecan specialist, when we had him on the air. He's here every Super Bowl Sunday with me. And George has always said methyl plum, M-E-T-H-L-E-Y, because it's self-pollinating, and orient pear. And orient pear is a very handsome tree that actually could be used as a landscape tree as well. Methyl plum is not especially attractive, but it's a really good self-pollinating plum variety. I don't have any problem with your fig idea, and I also don't have any problem with pomegranates. They're lovely if you like pomegranates. They're very pretty plants. So.
Cool. With figs, I only need one tree, right?
That's correct.
Awesome. Great.
All right. Good deal.
Lot.
Appreciate your call. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to tell you right now about Whiz-Q Stone. Mike Wisnan, his son Derek, own and operate Whiz-Q Stone. Their dad and grandfather founded it back in 1983, and it is a wonderful place to visit. If you enjoy stone work in a landscape, whether it's river rock or whether it's Pennsylvania bluestone or landscaping boulders or flagstone patios or retaining walls built from stone, whatever it is, they have it. They have it there, and they have the knowledge. They have the outgoing nature to help you. These are helpers. These are wonderful people. They are leaders in the nursery industry, both in Tarrant County and the Region 5 of the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association, also at the state level. They are recognized leaders. And when you meet them, Mike and Derek, you will see smiles. First of all, you will feel warmly embraced and welcomed into their 22-acre store. Most of their store is outdoors. Guess you might imagine that. And it's a glorious experience to get to shop at Whiz-Q Stone. I'll tell you how to find them. They also have classes a lot of the time, and they have a demonstration garden where they have built a lot of the things that you might want to consider for your landscape to give you ideas. They're at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. 4501 East Loop 820 South. Now, I don't know if they'll be open tomorrow. They're normally closed on Sundays. If you'd like more information, go to whiz-q.com, W-H-I-Z, and then a hyphen, and then Q, whiskeystone.com, as in Whiskey Stone. The phone number, 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822, 4501 East Loop, 820 South in Fort Worth. It's Whiskey Stone.
You're listening to WBAP. That means you know what's going on. Now, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
All right, Sunburst Shutters, once again, I get to tell you about this great company. I have been doing ads for Sunburst Shutters now for, it's been about 4 years, and I will never forget that experience of going to their factory and their showroom. They're in the same building in an industrial park, and kind of hard to find. I will tell you, it's easier to let them come to your home. I knew the minute I laid eyes on Sunburst Shutters, we would have them in our home. I knew my wife was tired of the 25-year-old shutters and curtains that we had, and I knew how much this would excite her, and it has been a wonderful addition to our home and to our marriage. Sunburst Shutters, you see, are plantation style. They're 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5-inch louver size. You take your choice. They bring samples to your home. They'll hold them up in the windows for you to help you make the decision. Then they measure every window, and they tell you what it would cost to put Sunburst Shutters in your home. They operate so easily. They're made of polywood, which is a man-made product. It doesn't crack or warp or split or peel, or and nothing bad will happen to it. It's color fast, white or off-white. They can be sprayed if you need the Sunburst Shutters to do so to match trim color, or they can do wood shutters if you prefer. That's how they got into the business. They are the best made, most carefully installed shutters you'll find anywhere. Polywood shutters are also available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. They and you can reach Sunburst Shutters at 214-343-2601. On the web at sunburstshutters.com. 214-343-2601. Sunburst Shutters. Hey, I get to introduce Jerry Overton from the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Jerry, it's all yours.
All right, Neil, thank you so much. WBAP News Time 1032. Some of President Obama's former advisors now proposing major changes to the health care law aimed at controlling health care costs. Among the proposals, the first ever budget for the nation's $2.8 trillion health care system that would include negotiated limits on public and private spending in each state. A problem at St. Tammany Parish, Louisiana, where a lock is in danger of breaching. That could flood hundreds of homes. About 2,000 people evacuated last night.
Late yesterday, some local authorities opened the gates slightly. That relieved a lot of the pressure, and right now that's working. So the hope is they may be able to lift that evacuation order later today, but obviously they don't want to let those people back into their homes until they know for sure that lock has been stabilized, and right now they just don't know that.
And that's Ryan Owens reporting. And U.S. training of Afghan local police being suspended for at least a month. U.S. Special Operations say the breaks intended to provide time to reexamine any potential ties to trainees that they might have with insurgents. WBAP News Time 1033.
Northbound Loop 12 Walton Walker at Keeneland Parkway. Watch for debris on the roadway. Right now, no major accidents or stalls in Fort Worth or the Mid-Cities. This report brought to you by Bank of Texas. As families and dreams grow, life has a way of sneaking up on us. With Bank of Texas, you'll be ready to live those moments to the fullest with a strong plan for the future. Here's to planning for tomorrow today. Bank of Texas. Long live your money. Member FDIC. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
WBAP Weather in Touch forecast. Sunny and hot with a high of 100. It's going to feel like 103. Partly cloudy, muggy tonight, 78 for the low. Sunny and very hot tomorrow, back up around 101. The heat index 105, and Monday night clear. We'll drop down to 77 before heading right back up to 100 to 101 on Tuesday. Yeah, a couple of clouds, 86 degrees at DFW Airport, 1034. I'm Jerry Overton, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
WBAP, always at the center of where news is happening.
We interrupt our regular programming to
committed
activate
to being on top of the story.
The Texas average fell about 6 cents in the last
week. Will be strong today. And
our 24/7 newsroom never closes.
About 6 minutes out.
From our state-of-the-art news center at Victory Park by the American Airlines Center. Looking for news? We're at the heart of the action. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Save 38% on my 2013 Texas gardening calendar. It will have more than 10,000 words telling you month by month when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. It's going to be beautiful. Our 30th annual Texas gardening calendar. Get the calendar plus a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price $36.95. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW.
Neil Sperry's website, neilsperry.com, is the place to go for all kinds of horticultural help, gardening tips and tricks, special offers, horticultural resources, and maybe best of all, Neil Sperry's most asked Texas gardening questions. That's from the man who's taken more than 300,000 telephone calls dating back to 1978. And while you're at the website, sign up for Neil's eGardens electronic newsletter. It's free. It all starts with a visit to neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com.
Thank you, Mary, very much. Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers. They are in Mesquite. They're the Water Garden and Pond Supply, a swimming pool supply company. She's my sponsor and my friend and my announcer. Let me tell you right now about Dalworth Clean and invite you to call them tomorrow or Tuesday. Don't know. I'm sorry, I don't know. They are normally closed on Sundays, and I don't know if they'll be open tomorrow. But here is what you get at Dalworth Clean. Number one, you get the finest in-carpet cleaning service you always have had. For 32 years, I've told you about their carpet cleaning, and they have a great special going on right now at $29 per area. Five areas or more of carpet deep down Dalworth Cleaned. You can also book online right now. You don't have to wait at Dalworth.com for additional savings. You can see all that they do at Dalworth by going to Dalworth.com. Also, you can count on Dalworth for quality and for service. They've always been all about that. Their service is the best it gets anywhere in the carpet cleaning and floor service industry. They clean and repair and replace all types of flooring, whether it's carpeting or whether it's hardwoods, natural stone, whatever it is, stained concrete, they do it all. Dalworth Fine Floors is at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. Their phone number is 817-520-1400. They have beautiful flooring of all kinds, and they'll bring samples to your home. 817-520-1400. But back to Dalworth Clean, that special offer, $29 per area, five areas or more of carpet cleaned. Call 214 or 817-267-8433. That's the main phone number to Dalworth Clean. It's your local area code and then 267-8433. The next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean.
Hi, I'm Steve Barrett of Arborological Services. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Steve, once again. And we go back to our phone lines. This is our longest segment. We can get several calls in. Dorothy in Milford, first up. Dorothy, good morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad you're having such a good time.
Well, so far, so good this hour. We've not always had good times this morning, but can I help you?
This will make it so good when it gets better.
That's right.
I have a roughly 17-year-old pecan tree that my husband planted. Mm-hmm. It's an Indian name, but I don't remember which one.
Okay.
It has beautiful, big pecans. Right, the last 3 years, they've all turned black with shuck.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Pecan scab.
Pecan scab.
Mm-hmm.
And I seem to remember, maybe I dreamed it, I don't know, that you said that some of the pecans on those trees would be good.
Yeah, normally what happens, Dorothy, is the pecan scab does not take 100% of the pecans out of the tree. Those that hit the ground in August and early September will be useless. They will not be of any quality.
Yeah.
But usually there are a lot of them left behind, and when those start coming down in November on the normal time schedule, then they're usually fine.
Just
sit tight. The ones that fall early, though, are not usable.
Well, the tree is the main thing because my husband planted it.
Yeah, well, the tree, this doesn't impact the tree at all.
I could always use the pecans.
Yeah.
But yeah. I thought I heard you say that.
Yeah, before. Normally we have plenty. I just, my life is too short and my time is too valuable for me to be out there trying to spray pecan trees for pecan scab and the other things that happen to them. I take what I get and the rest I...
No, but you have lots of little grandchildren that'll pick them up for you that bend over easier than you do.
That's exactly right. You're exactly right.
Well, give them all a hug.
I will do that. Take care.
And I hope you get your...
Well, we're doing all right. The electronics have held together this hour anyway, so we'll hope for the best. Thank you, Dorothy. Be well. Let me go to Arthur in Crowley. Arthur, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Neil?
I'm doing well. Thank you, sir.
My question is I'm not real knowledgeable, so you have to bear with me. I have a couple of Bradford pears that I grew about 5-6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's doing great. Well, the other one's not so great. We have a dog. He's a fairly large dog, and he chewed up he made sure up the tree when it was growing, when it was young.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's scarred real, real bad. It's got a couple concerns. Main one is right now is that compared to the other tree, there's hardly any leaves on it now. And it seems to try to bud again, but it's really struggling.
Did you hear did you hear a similar question on a donkey that had stripped a, I think it was a bur oak last hour?
No, sir.
Or
no,
pecan. Maybe it was a pecan. No, that's okay. Let me give you the kind of foreshortened version, and there's one addendum that really makes it worth your being here even more. The fact is there's a cylinder of tissue called phloem, phloem, and that is the tissue that conducts the manufactured sugars out of the leaves down to the root system. All the nutrients go up into the tree and the water through the center, through all the wood of the center, and then outside that wood, which is called xylem, outside that you have the cambium layer, which creates new tissues both directions, and then that cylinder of the phloem tissue on the outside just inside the bark. When the bark is lost, the phloem is lost, and so as a result, the supply down to the root system is lost, and the roots die away. If it's a damage but not a total girdling of the trunk, then the tree struggles and may or may not survive. If it goes all the way around, then the tree probably is not going to make it. The fact that your tree is so very weakened tells me it probably needs to be replaced. Bradford pears, I have about two or three unsettling things now to say. Number one, the life expectancy of Bradford pears in our landscapes is probably 10 or 15 years before they break. They split down the middle, and so they have built-in problems anyway.
Okay.
Secondly, if the thing tries to sprout out with new growth, and they typically will when they've had this kind of girdling damage, that will come from down near the ground line, and that will not be Bradford pear. That'll be Callery pear, the rootstock, and it's not going to be the same tree at all. It has thorns and is a rounded tree. It's a durable tree, but I don't think most people would prefer to have that.
Okay.
What you may want to do is watch it the rest of this year and make that decision. If you want to replace it, the best time to plant a new shade tree would be October, best time of the entire year. And so maybe you make that decision rather quickly now as to whether this tree is going to be kept or dumped. And it sounds to me like it needs to be replaced probably.
Oh, okay, that sounds good. Hey, well, what do you think about the bald cypress? Is that a good Texas tree? I mean, I've been seeing them a lot lately.
Yeah, look at them right now. It's a great time to evaluate them. I drove past a row at a large industrial warehouse in McKinney. We live in McKinney. I drove past a row of about 20 of them, along with 20 live oaks that were interspersed. Live oaks look fabulous. Every one of the bald cypress is brown. They really struggle with our hot, dry weather, and they really struggle with our alkaline soil. There are much better trees for Crowley than bald cypress, I think. Your seven best trees, now mind you, a bald cypress is one of the largest trees we have, and Bradford pear is one of the smallest at maturity. So if we're replacing a Bradford pear with another tree, then Little Gem Southern Magnolia is the best option for the same size at maturity. If you want a big shade tree, the seven best big shade trees are live oak, Schumard red oak, chinkapin oak, and burr oak, and then cedar elm, and also pecan and Chinese pistachio. Six of them are native in our area, and the seventh, Chinese pistachio, is not. Those are your best seven big trees.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate your call very much. Thank you. Let me go to Lorraine. She is in Louisville. Lorraine, this is Neil. You're going to ask about my favorite, one of my two favorite bulbs.
Good morning, Neil.
You're right. It's a good morning.
I am lucky enough to have several clumps of oxblood lilies.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed in one area that where I have them, it's close to a tree, and I don't know if their roots are getting too close to a root or what, but I'm noticing the bulbs are coming to the surface on in some areas mm-hmm. of that cluster. When is a good time to divide them and or move them?
If those bulbs are coming up now, they're probably you're not going to want to let them wait until May. The first batch that I ever got of oxblood lilies, I got from a daylily grower. I was in his garden in late May, and he said, "Oh, I'll just give you some." They had leaves on them. I brought them home. They did beautifully. They have just been in full bloom this week at our home. And so, you know, that was mid to late May. 2 years ago, I found some on eBay, of all things, and bought 100 of them and planted them. They're in bloom right now. And I planted those. That probably was August or September. It was at the end of the summer. And that's a logical time. Their leaves die down. And while they're bare, that's the best time to dig and transplant any bulb. But if you have them up above ground, they're going to desiccate. They're going to dry out between now and next May or whatever. I'd move those as soon as they're through blooming.
Well, mine are pretty well done blooming. I'm still having a few every once in a while come up to bloom. But now I forgot what I was going to ask you.
Okay. All right.
I dug this out of an empty area in Addison.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be an old homestead there,
mm-hmm.
and it was an area that was getting mowed all the time. And when I went to dig it out, I was surprised at the size of the bulb.
Mm-hmm.
So is that pretty common that they would get that big?
The bulbs will get golf ball size or so. They're not much bigger than that. The masses of bulbs will be bigger than that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the massive.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so it's sooner for that situation, it's sooner than better, right?
It would be for me,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I got to run. I really appreciate your call. Thanks so much. You bet. It's a wonderful plant, oxblood lily. It looks like a little fall-blooming amaryllis. They're in bloom now. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine features outstanding garden writers from all over Texas. My 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar will be my 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar, and as a result, I want it to be the prettiest one we have ever put out. We're going to redouble the efforts to make that so. I have just this morning finished the last of the editorial. That's the hardest part of the calendar every time for me. I will print it, proof it, send it to my magazine editor for her looking, and then at that point we lay it on the page. The graphic designer takes it. I'm now working on my photographs. It's fun to do this calendar. It will be a beautiful calendar when it prints. Your satisfaction with the offer that I'm about to give you is guaranteed. If you don't think you got your money's worth, I'll refund every penny, both for my magazine and for the calendar. The best way to buy either is to buy them together, because you're going to save 38% on the calendar when you buy it with the magazine. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, written just for Texas, every word written just for your landscape and garden. Your copy, your subscription to the magazine, new or renewal, and your copy of my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar with more than 10,000 words, hundreds of bullets telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. Beautiful calendar, all of that information, and the magazine for just $36.95 and $3 postage on the calendar. $36.95. The price will never be that low again. So call before we go to press with the calendar. Call while you can save the most. Call before 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769 before 11.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow. Black Cow Composted Cow Manure is the perfect soil conditioner for our Texas soils. Black Cow enriches the soil with organic matter and helps retain moisture. Now is the perfect time to prepare fall flower beds and fall vegetable gardens. Getting the soil ready is your first step. Black Cow is fully composted, easy to use, and there's no bad odor. Fall is also a great time to set out new shrubs and trees. It's cooler and less stressful on new plants. Mix Black Cow with your native soil right in the planting hole. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Look for Black Cow in the bright yellow and black bag at your favorite garden center or home improvement warehouse. For more information, check the website, Black Cow, spelled with a K.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Hi, I'm Samantha. I'm a recovering addict. Neil, this is the second time you have interviewed me for Serenity High in McKinney. Before Serenity High, my life consisted of sitting in my house all day and pretty much getting into trouble. I dropped out of school before I came here. I didn't really have any goals for myself. Serenity High is different for me from my old high school because I have a sober environment here. I have a more one-on-one with my teachers, and I have a support team here that I didn't have back at my old school. We have two meetings a week here, and the girls and the guys have separate meetings once a week, and then we have them together. For the girls, I feel like a lot of the girls who are really shy, they actually talk about their problems in there. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
Thank you, Samantha, very much. Serenity High is in the McKinney Independent School District. It is the longest surviving and continuously operating, I guess is a better way of phrasing it, recovery high school in the United States, we have been told by the deputy drug czar. 13 years of service now, great kids like Samantha and Greg and others who whose lives have been heroically helped by Serenity High. If you have a youngster who has been away to drug and alcohol rehab and you're just scared to see the old school environment, Serenity High might be a match, so do keep that in mind. I want to tell you right now, and it's serenityhigh.org, and your school district may pay the tuition for your student to attend. There are 15 partnering schools that do. Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Insect Control. Feed your trees and prevent insect damage with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Insect Control. Its dual action formula delivers 12 months of systemic insect protection even against caterpillars, and it provides slow release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no spray concentrate formula and your tree will be protected as it's being fed. It's easy to use. Mix it in water, pour it from the bucket or the sprinkling can over your tree or shrub root system. The insecticide dissolves in water and moves up through the tree or shrub, providing 12 months of protection, including the new growth. It provides protection for trees and shrubs, including some fruit and nut trees and containerized plants. Check the label for a complete listing. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Insect Control. Bayer, B-A-Y-E-R, BayerAdvanced.com. We go back to our phone lines. We go to Sarah in Flower Mound. Sarah, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
I've got a beautiful mesquite tree in my front yard. I was told that it's well over 100 years old, and it's just a showpiece. It's starting to die. And I know that one thing I did was I redid my garden underneath that tree because I had to put some stuff in that would grow in the shade. And ever since then, it's just dying branch by branch. And I'm wondering if there's something I can do to make it bounce back.
Well, how long ago did you do all of this?
Well, I did that in the last couple of months, but it was actually starting to die, and I've had dead branches removed over the last couple of years.
All right, so before you did anything, there was already a decline going on with the tree?
Yes.
All right, well, I wouldn't kick yourself then because it sounds like something already had happened. They do have life expectancies. I want you to, you know, just acknowledge that they're mortal beings, and so they do occasionally die. So I don't know that that it is at the end of its life expectancy, but that is something to think about. You might want to get a certified arborist. The ad that I did just a few moments ago is for a company I would very proudly recommend you contact. I don't do plugs on the air, but we can put you back on hold, and Michelle can give you their number in a moment. They're also on my homepage at neilsperry.com. Mesquites normally don't have a lot of problems. However, they're not terribly thrilled when we move in around them, especially if we do grade changing, especially if we cut roots with water lines and other utilities and do a lot of rototilling beneath them. They're not too happy with that, but they're forgiving just to a point. So if you're keeping it a lot wetter than it normally might have been before you moved in, then that might be part of it. It's really hard to go through all the things that could have caused a problem without seeing the tree. But if the dieback started before you started doing your re-landscaping, I would not blame yourself for that. I'd get an arborist out to look at it. It sounds like it's worth trying to save.
It really is.
All
okay,
right.
Well, thanks.
We'll put you on hold. Stay right there, and Lee will put you on hold, and Michelle can give you that contact information. Betty and McKinney, this is Neil, my last call today. How can I help you?
Yes, Betty, Neil. We have a pecan tree, mm-hmm. and it's the limbs are really bending over. They're almost touching the ground, and we were wondering if that could be lack of water or the weight of the pecans.
Absolutely, the weight of the pecans. Pecans in Collin County this year have had ample rain. I won't say that we've had too much, certainly, but that is absolutely not from lack of water. That's just the weight of the pecans. I have the same issue. We've had to do some trimming to be able to get out of our driveway because the driveway, but because we can't see past them. So.
Okay. Because they're bending over quite a bit, and with the high wind, we've had one limb break.
Well, then you need to consider whether you want to take some of the tip weight off some of those branches so that that won't happen. They're going to hold on to their fruit for their pecans for another 6 or 8 weeks, and there will be winds that will come in September and October, and so if you're risking losing branches, it might be better to take the tip 18 or 24 inches off some of those branches and take some of that weight away. Sure, you're giving up some pecans you might have to harvest, but you also are saving branches in the process. I have done that, and it does help. The big concern is when you get a rain and it coats the leaves and the pecans with water and the trunks, the branches get wet, everything gets heavy, and then that's when the breaking can happen. I've seen that happen. This has been a bad year for pecan branches breaking due to all the stress of last summer. I must run. I really appreciate your call, Betty, very much. Lee Riza, thanks for putting up with all this morning. We have survived it and come out on the other side still smiling. To Michelle Shook, who has been screening calls for me this morning, thank you. And to Dwayne Sedge, who has stepped in several times as a mentor to help with the electronics. Dwayne, I appreciate you as always. Thanks, everybody. I hope you have a safe and wonderful Labor Day. Until next week, happy gardening.